Hi, my name is Alex Yetzi, and I'm a postdoc at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Today, I'll be discussing a synthetic study to determine adequate infrasound network configurations for resolving source directionality. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Robin Matoza, David Fee, and Ki-hoon Kim. Sources such as volcanic eruptions or buried chemical explosions have been shown to have directional radiation patterns. So sometimes they may not radiate equally in all directions. And insufficient wave field sampling, particularly in that vertical direction, because we normally place infrasound sensors on the ground surface of these directional sources, can bias our estimates of mass flow rate for volcanic eruptions or explosion yield for anthropogenic explosions. And one way to constrain these complex sources is to use acoustic waveform inversion methods. And this allows us to constrain the monopole source, or that source that radiates equally in all directions, which can lead to estimates of mass flow rate or explosion yield, as well as that potential directionality, which we represent by a dipole source in three dimensions. And while these methods have been pretty popular in recent years, the cautions and limitations of using these methods for these directional infrasound sources have been rather limited. So in this study, we perform acoustic waveform inversions for a variety of synthetic idealized and realistic deployment scenarios. And we systematically vary the number and configuration of stations, how directional the source is, and the noise level that we add to the data prior to inverting it, and investigate their impact on the ability to recover the input monopole and dipole sources. So please take a look at the poster and feel free to email me if you have any comments, questions, or would like to discuss it.